Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Hello, I'm here today with Brent Fearson of Alpha Foundations. Today's topic is signs of foundation problems and issues. Welcome to the Home Building Hero, Brent. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. So first of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the industry and what's your background?
Okay. So my background is home construction and design. I did that for a long time, right out of high school and college. And then, so I've been with Alpha Foundations probably pushing 5 years now. And we lift and level homes. We help with crawlspace moisture remediations, concrete slabs that sunk. We can lift those up. So all that interests me getting into this field. And it's something that we love to do each and every day. So excited to be here.
Now, do you also do like exterior, if someone's got like sidewalks that are sinking or patios that are off kilter, do you guys take care of that kind of stuff as well?
Yes. Just about more than anybody in the country. We do that literally every day. Sidewalks, driveways, we get a bunch of calls for that. Here in Florida, we have a bunch of pools, in South Georgia, a bunch of pools. So those can settle as well. And people are worried about trip hazards and those kind of concerns. So we definitely go out and lift and level those up every day of the week.
Okay, so before we get into too much detail on that, one thing I'm just curious about being in Florida is I know a lot of the homes there are built on slab versus foundation. Is that mm-hmm. a true statement, or are there quite a few that are built with full foundations down there?
Yeah, we have a couple of different types of foundation types. Mainly they're crawl space and monolithic slabs. We don't have the basements here in Florida like you would have in the Midwest. But older homes could be either a slab or a crawl space, but a lot of the cookie cutter houses you're seeing built today, and even custom homes, they're the most go-to, I would say, is a monolithic slab. Could be a stem wall, but most of the types is either going to be a crawl space or a slab. And we see those about half and half. So it's not just one-sided, you know, or the other.
Okay. That's good to know. Obviously, in my market here in Wisconsin, we're doing a lot mm-hmm. of full foundations. We barely ever do anything on slab, but it's just a statement of how different parts of the country do things differently. And we right. have to put foundations in by us because we have frost in the winter. And
correct.
4 feet into the ground, you know, we've got to be at least below that frost line because we can get frost sure. that far down. And, you know, that's got to thaw and it can move the house. So you want right. that base of that home below, you know, below that line. You guys don't really typically get frost in the ground, I would imagine.
No. Yeah, we don't have to deal with the frost in the ground. And sometimes if you go 4 feet in the ground, you might be hitting water. So the water table is a little different than up there. So yeah, just different parts of the Florida, you know, they handle things differently when they come to foundation types. But here in North Florida, where we're located at our headquarters, it's 50-50 of what you'll see, depending on the age of the structure.
Gotcha. So as someone in this industry, you're probably pretty astute on when there's going to be issues, but for a homeowner that's owns a house, what are some maybe more obvious signs that a homeowner would see that would maybe let them know that they've got to bring somebody in and take a look at this, that they might have an issue with their slab or their crawl space or their foundation? What would be some obvious things that they may notice?
Okay. Well, whether it's a slab or a crawl space home, you can have exterior cracking. You know, if you have masonry products such as brick, stucco, those kind of sorts, the house tells on itself when there's movement, so it will crack. If you have a vinyl siding house, it has a lot more flexibility. So people that may be walking around the yard mowing, watering their plants, they will not notice exterior cracks like if it's brick or stucco. So if they definitely see those cracks, pay attention to those. That warrants a phone call to us. If the windows, door frames, if they're sticking, not opening properly, crawl space or slab, that's definitely something you need to give us a call about. I would say cracks in the drywall is one of the biggest reasons why people pick up the phone and call us. that's you have movement either in your slab or your crawl space. So they'll complain about the door sticking and they're tired of shaving it. They're tired of messing with the lock mechanism. So that'll give them a little bit of anxiety. Let's see, crawl space definitely is sloping or bouncing floors. Let's just say you have some people over, you're entertaining, and grandma's hutch is just rattling every time more than two people walk in the room. It's kind of embarrassing to some folks, and that's just all going down in the crawl space is the culprit for that. So multiple reasons like that, but sticking doors, windows, cracks, those are a couple of the biggest reasons why people pick up the phone and give us a shout.
Gotcha. And what's the implication, I guess, if you know they don't do something about it down the road? Is this something that's going to get progressively worse? And what other kind of impacts might they see on their home?
Well, that's a good question, because most people think, oh, that's just small settlement cracks. It's done settling. Well, everything typically is it drives from the soil. So I can't tell you whether or not it's ever going to move again. Odds are it's not going to get better. We definitely know that. So the best time to fix it is now. The longer you wait, the more expensive everything is. We've seen the prices of wood go through the roof. Steel is right behind it. So it's never a bad thing to get us to come out and look at it. And fixing it now is always better than waiting, because it's not going to fix itself. It's just going to get worse and the price be more expensive as long as you wait. But we will let you know if it's something that you need to check out and just kind of monitor, or if it definitely needs to be fixed now. But we all know it's just not going to get any cheaper.
Gotcha. Now with crawl spaces, you still have to have a partial wall in the basement and things like that. So what are your thoughts on like a solid concrete or poured wall versus doing that out of block? Do you have any experience down there? What's it like in your market?
Yeah, well, crawl space homes, typically they're set on either columns or piers. It could have a stem wall around built out of cinder blocks or concrete masonry unit blocks. And those are filled with rebar. And 95% of the time, those are filled with concrete as well. So we don't have a lot of, you know, solid walls, but those are all affecting or being affected by the soil. So your perimeter of your home could settle, causing those cracks in the drywall interior. Or cracks on the outside, depending on what kind of siding you have. So most of the time, like I said, it's going to be CMU walls filled with concrete and rebar. And when the soil goes, you know, due to poor compaction, washout, and dry out of the soil, the walls will tell on itself and crack up the wall. And you definitely need to give us a shout on those.
Okay, that makes sense. Is it normal though? I mean, obviously concrete is a product made with liquid, it's got to dry out. It's normal for it to crack, right? That's not something to freak out if you see, whether it's on a slab on your, you know, garage slab or, you know, concrete slab going up to your home, or even just, you know, the pad that your home is on. It's normal to see some cracks in the foundation, correct?
It can be. Yeah, with concrete, we know there's two guarantees with concrete. It gets hard and it cracks. But you've got to make sure if it's a settlement crack or just drying cracks. If you pulled up the carpet on most homes, you will see some drying cracks. If you're concerned about that or it getting worse, we definitely have some solutions to offer to keep that from getting worse, actually lifting and leveling back into position if it's already experienced settlement. But sometimes, like you said, if it's a newer home, there is a lot of moisture correction. Once you start running the AC in the house that's recently dried in, you could have some slight cracking, some crown molding, the shrinkage right there of where they caulk and things like that. But there's definitely a difference between once the house dries out and actually settlement cracks. So all our design techs are trained to check that out. And if you have just have any questions about it, we would love to just go out to your house, check it out, and let you know what you're dealing with.
Okay, fantastic. Now, as far as like exterior concrete, that can move and settle as well. Is there anything that the homeowner can do about it themselves? Should they seal it? And when is, you know, a crack more than just a drying crack? At what size do you guys recommend that they do something about it, whether it's fixing it, patching it, that kind of thing?
Right. Yeah. I'd say you're pretty limited as a homeowner of what you can do yourself. We've seen all kinds of DIY fixes, you know, and you got to applaud some of them because, you know, they really spent some time and energy on that. But typically when you have a driveway walkway pool deck that is starting to settle, that is once again, back to the poor compaction, washout, and dry out of the soil. It's not that the builder built it incorrectly. It's the soil that's underneath the slab can't hold up the weight of it anymore. And coupled with the rain that's going through the control joints in your driveway, that's to prevent that pattern of cracking that we're talking about. But that's a perfect pathway for water to erode soil, making that soil really wet and weak. And it just can't hold itself up anymore. It'll start telling on itself by cracking. So what homeowners will see trying to do is dig out, add more soil, trying to compact it. But there's no really way of doing that. We've seen them try to cut it out themselves and pour, you know, bags of Quikrete from Home Depot or Lowe's in there. And that's really not addressing the soil, which is the culprit. That's the main problem that got us into this mess. Other solutions such as mud jacking is just where they pump grout and aggregate under there. That doesn't address the problem, which is the soil. It doesn't allow you to really lift, and it's prone to washing out and drying out. So the solution we offer is called PolyLevel. It's a two-part system. It's an active and a reactive. It flows like water. So it's going to find all the voids that kind of, you know, needs to be addressed. It'll compress the soil and lift where we want it to lift. And that system takes about 7 to 10 seconds to react. 15 minutes, it's 90% cured, and you can pull your truck, van, RV on it. It can hold up whatever you throw at it. So that is actually the best solution. I think most people are really impressed by it. It's a long lasting, it's a one-time thing. You typically don't have to mess with it again. And it's something that we can be at the house, done, driving off in a couple hours, and you can enjoy your driveway, pool deck, walkway. It's a really easy process and pretty cool to watch.
Well, that's amazing. I didn't realize it dried that quickly. It could be put in Correct. And dried that quickly. That's pretty cool. It makes it a lot easier to fix those problems then, I would imagine. Sure.
Well, most people don't want the disruption and the headache of having their concrete ripped out, re-poured, parking on the street. Most HOAs don't allow you to park on the street either. So it's just an inconvenience to the homeowner, where we can go in, address the customer's concerns, their anxieties through the roof, because they're thinking it's going to be a huge expense, not sure about what to do. And we can go in there and address those problems relatively quickly, get in and out of their hair, for a price that they feel comfortable with. We can address all those solutions in a day or so.
That's really interesting. And, you know, just again, kind of the bigger perspective here, because we have people listening from all over, mm-hmm. you know, in Florida, obviously you probably have to worry a lot more about, you know, ground moisture and things like that. Correct. Here, where I'm from in Wisconsin, we have to worry again about the frost and the ground shifting, which causes sure. the need for mud jacking and different things like that. But we also have to deal with, because we have the cold elements, that people are putting right. salt on the concrete Correct. And to prevent it from getting slippery or, you know, letting mm-hmm. the ice melt. But then that also is very damaging to the finish of concrete as well. Yes. And then, of course, we have plow trucks and everything else, and they're scratching sure. the surface and so on and so forth. So sure. kind of a different set of circumstances here and there. But I guess the point that I'm going to make is that there's probably challenges to concrete no matter where you live.
Absolutely. Yeah. The biggest challenge you're going to have on your concrete is water, really. Water seeping into the control joints, causing the washing out of the soil that holds up this slab. But it also just sits on there and the sun bakes it, and you can have pitting and flaking after a while. And just the overall maintenance of the driveway, I would say as a whole, as a homeowner, we just don't think about our concrete very much on the outside until it gets pretty bad. Then we pick up the phone and call somebody. But typically that's just to have it repoured or replaced. But the solution that we offer, PolyLevel, is a great alternative to ripping out and repouring it and get you back to enjoying that concrete.
Yeah, very nice. That seems like a good solution that kind of adds some longevity there. And especially if you can catch it earlier,
sure.
probably prevents potential problems later.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. So someone that's maybe going to be buying a home that they see out there, or maybe they're selling their home. Is it pretty typical for you to have a home inspection? Do you recommend they get a home inspection so that they can identify some of these issues prior to maybe committing to buy that home?
Correct. Most cases, I mean, I would always recommend a home inspection. And what a normal home inspector, what will they'll do, they'll look out there and they're covering the main 4 points of the house, the HVAC, the plumbing, electrical, the roof, and all those good things. And they're looking at if everything is working as it should. If they do see a crack, a typical home inspector will note on the contract or their inspection report that they need to have a foundation expert come out and check those things out. And that's where we would go out there, address the concerns of the homeowner, whether it's the seller or the buyer of this particular home that's for sale, and just see exactly what's important to them. You know, not trying to kill the deal, just trying to see what's important to them. And we will fix whatever they're interested in, and go from there and let them know if it's a settlement problem or if it's just a natural occurrence of some sort. But we can handle anything they throw at us that way.
I would imagine that this has got to be at least a little bit more affordable than trying to replace whole sections of concrete and redo. So is that true, first of all?
Yeah, it can be. And the other thing about ripping out, repouring, and replacing that's not very attractive to homeowners is it's not addressing the real problem, which is the soil. So, you know, how are they going to feel in a couple years when they're back in this position? Or would you like to go ahead and eliminate that, you know, once and for all with our poly-level system? So yeah, it is very affordable. It's budget friendly, and it actually takes care of the problem, which is the soil.
Yeah. Plus I would imagine with someone doing a replacement, you're not just replacing the concrete. Now you're probably having to fix some of the landscaping because you're bringing in bigger equipment. Absolutely. And you're driving over the grass and everything like that.
Correct. And most people don't have their whole driveway replaced. They just have sections or panels replaced. And one of the main concerns is, well, that's going to stick out like a sore thumb, a brand new section of concrete coupled with my old, you know, dirty looking stained concrete that I've had since the home was built in 1984. Everybody's asking why I did that. It's a little embarrassing. They don't want to deal with that. So we can lift and level, seal cracks and joints in a fraction of the time without all those embarrassing questions and situations.
That's fantastic. It's a neat product. So we're just about out of time. Is there anything else that you want to add or anything that you've seen that you found interesting with your business?
Well, yeah, I mean, our design techs are all over Florida and South Georgia, and they see about 400 homes a year. So I can't say that we literally have seen everything, but as a consumer, if you're worried about it, the best thing to do is pick up the phone, go to our Facebook page, website, Instagram, and just check out some of our before and afters. You might see something that looks a lot like what you've got going on in the house. Don't be embarrassed. Give us a shout. We'll go look at it. We'll tell you if it's worth, you know, fixing or if you're okay there, and give you an accurate solution right there at the time of proposal, whether it's crawl space, slab, moisture remediation in the crawl space. So I wanted to mention that real quick. If you have a crawl space and you think there's something going on down there, typically what you've got is a lot of moisture, a lot of condensation in Florida. We have ventilated crawl spaces, which what you would need unless you have an encapsulation system, what we offer, where we totally separate the house from the environment, from the dirt there. And we just have a regulated air room down there where we eliminate that moisture that's causing mold and mildew, sloping and bouncing floors in the crawl space. And that's one of the biggest products that we offer, which is great for the overall health of the house.
Yeah, it's neat how there's just been so many innovations over the past few years and all these different things that you can now use to, correct, to solve problems and issues and without having to go back and kind of start from scratch, so to speak.
Sure.
So
absolutely,
it's great to see that and that it increases the lifespan of a home, which is awesome. Absolutely. So you kind of alluded to where, if somebody wants to get more information, not only about you, if they got questions about foundations or cracking and things like that, but also if they're interested in your services, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, alphafoundations.com is our website. It's got a lot of great things on there. Like I said, before and afters, tons of reviews on there. So if someone wants to check that out, that's a great place to start. The Facebook page, Instagram has a lot of things on there as well. So they can also just pick up the phone and call us at our many locations here, and we can definitely help them out.
Fantastic. Well, Brent, thank you so much for all the information. And this
thank
was
you,
super
sir.
Informative. And we learned a lot about foundations and cracking,
yes,
and concrete today.
Thank
all right.
You so
wish
much.
You all the best.
Appreciate it. You as
thank
well.
Thank you.
Take care.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.